because he got disabled.
Well, did he have, was he very much interested in hunting or that sort of thing?
He loved to hunt and he loved to fish.
Mm-hmm. What did he hunt for mostly?
Coons.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Were there a lot of them?
Yes, they're right smart.
Did you ever go with him coon hunting?
Yeah.
Did you?
And one night we was out a hunting, and there was one of our neighbor boys went with us, and my sister Viola, she was with us a few days, and she went hunting with us. And the dog treed the possum. Marion got it, and he carried a sack along in case he caught something to put it in. And he put that possum in the sack and threw it over his shoulder, you know, and it was back there. And after, he's behind us, but after little, he says, "That thing has bit me through the sack." And we all laughed, oh, we were sick near.
Somewhere, somebody
talking about a coon. He didn't think about how it was going to sound, but anyhow, that thing had bit him through the sack.
Did he just discard him then, or did he carry him out away from his back or something?
Oh. Well, he killed him then.
Oh.
He sure did.
Well, I was reading somewhere, somebody talking about a coon hunting story, and somebody who, I guess, didn't know much about coons had given them the sack to put the coon in, and it turned out to be nothing more than just an old pillowcase, and they said that the coon just went through it, literally, you know, and went on running through the woods wearing half of a pillowcase.
My husband, he wouldn't put a coon on his back. Because they're his Egypt. They're real fighters whenever they're cornered or in trouble.
Sure. Well, did you all, would that be late at night when you did that, or would it be?
The first part of the night.
Mm.
Now, sometimes when him and other friends would go together, they might be gone till a good while after midnight.
Sure. They took dogs, though.
Mm-hmm.
You had to have a dog.
Had to have dogs.
And if the coon went up in a tree, why, you had to cut the tree down to get him down, or did somebody climb up there, or what?
Oh, there was one boy that climbed up a tree, a big tree. And my husband says I was so scared he'd fall that he says I was miserable. But he got that coon out of that big tree.
Hmm. Looks like that the coon would be able to move faster than a man up there, doesn't it?
Yes,
I guess they get so high they can't. What other hunting did Mr. Luke like to do? Well, let me ask you first about the coon business. Was that for the hide? Did he take them for the hide? Or was the meat
there? Yes, he would skin them and sell them along.
How much would a coon hide sell for, you remember?
No, I don't. But it wasn't much back then.
Sure. And but was the meat
but
good?
But he'd have to skin the hide off and tack the hide up to the side of a building and dry it before he sold it.
Was the meat good to eat?
I couldn't tell you.
Y'all never did. What about possum? Did you ever cook possum? I've always heard of it.
No, I've never cooked one. After I was married, but my mother used to cook one along. If my father caught a possum, he'd shut it up and feed it.